I'm Steve Miller reporting. The UN's nuclear watchdog called attention on Tuesday to a 2015 report by its director that said it had no credible indications of Iranian activity linked to the development of nuclear weapons after 2009. VOA's Jeff Custer has that story.
The IAEA statement comes a day after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu presented materials he said showed evidence Iran covered up nuclear arms work. Netanyahu first leveled the new accusations Monday during a televised news conference, saying the cache of documents and other files show Iran was brazenly lying about its nuclear weapons program. Intelligence experts and diplomats said much of the evidence the Israeli leader presented during his news conference dated to before Iran signed the 2015 nuclear deal. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
South Korea's President Moon Jae-in is going to Japan next week.
President Moon Jae-in will visit Japan on May 9th for a one-day schedule to attend the 7th South Korea-Japan-China Summit.
Moon will hold a meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe and Chinese Premier Li Keqiang May 9th to explain the outcomes of the inter-Korean summit and boost cooperation between the three countries. The Koreas also dismantled huge Cold War-era loudspeakers Tuesday used to blare propaganda across their border. U.S. President Donald Trump fired new broadsides Tuesday at the criminal investigation into his 2016 election campaign's links to Russia and his White House actions. The U.S. leader derided Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe and said it was disgraceful that more than four dozen questions investigators want to ask the president were linked in a New York Times newspaper article. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports that the European Union has criticized the U.S. government's tariff extension plan for steel and aluminum, saying it's not enough.
The EU says the decision by the Trump administration to grant a one-month tariff extension on EU imports is bad for business, and that the bloc should be granted a permanent exemption. The EU thinks the decision prolongs market uncertainty, which is already affecting business decisions. The US announcement only postpones for a month a potential transatlantic trade war, since the EU has already said it will retaliate if the administration imposes the tariffs. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An Australian court ruled Tuesday that Cardinal George Pell, one of the Vatican's highest-ranking officials and a close advisor to Pope Francis, must face trial on charges of historical sexual offenses. VOA's Philip Alexio has more.
Pell will be the highest-ranked Catholic official to be tried on such charges during the church's decades-long sexual abuse scandal involving clergy. On Tuesday, he denied wrongdoing and pleaded not guilty. Magistrate Belinda Wallington dismissed half the charges Pell was facing, including some his lawyer said were the most serious. Pell was released on bail but is not allowed to leave Australia, where he returned last year after Pope Francis granted him a leave of absence. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
The Syrian army unleashed a massive bombardment on the largest encircled rebel stronghold in Syria Monday as the forces of President Bashar al-Assad seek to crush remaining rebel outposts. Reuters news agency David Doyle reports.
The Syrian army has unleashed a massive bombardment of a rebel enclave as President Bashar al-Assad seeks to crush the last remaining opposition strongholds. Backed by Russia and Iran, Assad's forces now control much of Syria, while rebel groups hold territory in the northwest and southwest. It's one pocket of that territory that the Syrian army hit with 140 airstrikes early on Monday, according to the UK-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The area, centred on the town of Rastan, is the largest remaining encircled rebel stronghold.
That was Reuters reporter David Doyle. Pre-monsoon rains have started in Cox's Bazar, which is one of the most flood-prone areas of Bangladesh. UNICEF estimates that more than 100,000 people, including approximately 55,000 children, are at risk due to floods and landslides. And it's also possible that this figure could go up to 200,000, according to UNICEF, depending on the intensity of rains. For additional stories and in-depth coverage, visit our website. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.